Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the second baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth, the shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Craig Chamberlain. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Watson reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive to right field. Cowens throws towards the plate. Porter fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Watson scores. Evans moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Pete Lacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy bunts, foul, towards first. Lacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. There goes Burleson. The throw from Porter to Washington, and Burleson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brett moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Pete Lacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacock hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. White reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Wilson scores. It's 4-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Watson moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson scores. Allinson moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Stan Pappy. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.